Happy Friday! This is Nathan Horn from iphysed.com, and this is the Daily Phys Ed Podcast. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Daily Phys Ed Podcast, the daily physical education podcast where I share with you reflections on my teaching practice, tips, techniques, strategies, technology tools, and all other things physical education. Well, what a wonderful week it has been here in British Columbia. It has been absolutely beautiful weather from start to finish in the mid to high 20s every single day of this week, which has been an absolute treat and has meant that I have spent a majority of this week outside with my classes, whether that be in the North Forest or on one of our fields. Today, I saw some grade fives, some grade threes, and some grade twos. The grade fives, actually, we weren't outside, we were inside, but that's because we were doing an assessment, and because the other classes were outside, it did give us the full double gym, which was great because it gave us plenty of room to be able to do our game performance assessments. So the students were playing in their mat ball game, and I was using the game performance assessment instrument, as I've described in previous episodes this week, looking at both decision-making and skill execution. Do students know what the right decision is to do when they have the ball? Who should they pass it to? And then once they've made that decision, is their pass actually effective? Is it an effective skill execution, or do they make an error even though they know who the right person to pass is? So that was the grade fives. The grade twos this afternoon, we got out in the sun and we tried some golf, some Picamo golf. It is some modified golf equipment for younger learners, and it really was just a first introduction to golf with these grade two students, looking at how to swing the club, how to hold the club, and just really trying to make contact with the ball and get it to travel off the tee. Now, this was a heap of fun. The students absolutely loved playing golf. It was really fun to see them experience. They all knew golf, or my dad plays golf, or I've seen golf on TV, but a lot of them have never, ever tried golf. So it was a good opportunity for them to have some exposure to a game, which is definitely one of those games that is a lifestyle sport, and people tend to play later on into their years. So having exposure to it now might open up some doors to some students who feel like golf might be something that they might be interested in learning more about as they get into their adult years. So for the grade twos, like I said, mostly it was just practicing swinging and hitting the ball. I had six clubs. I had the students working in groups of three, so they were taking it in turns hitting. Now, obviously, safety was a big issue here, setting up some procedures around safety, making sure that nobody was swinging the club when other people were around. So one of the procedures was to look and check behind you before you swung. Some other procedures were making sure that students who were not hitting were standing back. Now, that on the side of our field means standing back on the pavement rather than on the grass. So only the only people allowed on the grass were people who were hitting, and then waiting till everyone had finished hitting before going to collect the balls. Now, I wasn't so concerned with the balls. They are soft balls, these Picamo golf balls. It really is the clubs, and I'm happy to say that nobody in two classes got hit with a club. So that was grade twos. Grade threes this afternoon, also outside, we're playing something that is called crazy baseball. And what it is a basic rounders, kickball style game. But rather than just one student batting, you have three or more. So I had three students, you can have as many as you like, batting at the same time with three different objects. Now, one student had a ball, which they were kicking, like kickball. Another student had a frisbee, and another student had a small paddle and a ball. Now, the idea is that at the same time, they send all three of those objects out into the field and start running around the bases. When they make it back to home base, they score one run. If three people make it back, they score three runs, and they keep running around until the other team has been able to retrieve all three objects and return them to a hoop, which is in the middle of the diamond. Unlike normal baseball or rounders games or striking and fielding games where there's only one object, what can happen is some students get lost in the field. They don't get the opportunity to get the ball a lot. This really forces every single person on the fielding team to be really aware at all times because there are three or more different objects flying at them. So that was a heap of fun with the grade threes this afternoon. And then after school today, it was actually the grade 12's last week of classes this week, which I spoke about earlier in the week in our graduation assembly. And one of the things that some of the grade 12's wanted to do, in particular the senior boys soccer team, which ended up finishing third in the province this year, they wanted to have a game against the teachers. So it was organized. We ended up only playing an eight-a-side game because we only had eight teachers that were available this afternoon. but it was still a heap of fun. We played in our backfield. We just shortened the field a little bit. And it was an absolutely pulsating affair. The teachers, we went up, I think, 4-1, five, maybe even 5-1 in the first half before our legs went out from under us after close to about 45 minutes. And on came the young students. They got it back to 5-all. But then with literally 30 seconds remaining, after taking probably 5 or 6 shots that I should have scored, I finally got on the scoreboard with the winning goal to win 6-5 and to really make a fantastic win for the teachers after looking like the students were going to come back and run all over us. Literally as I scored, time expired and the teachers were the championes of Meadow Ridge School. So fantastic social afternoon, a heap of fun with the grade 12 students, and a great way to send them off into their exams. It was played in a really good spirit, and I know all the teachers had a good time, and although the students will say that we cheated, we did win fair and square. So a fantastic afternoon, a great way to finish off the week. So as we head into the weekend, I hope you've had a fantastic week wherever you are. I look forward to speaking to you again next week for further episodes of the Daily Phys Ed Podcast. Only 8 more weeks of school this year until we are done, which is crazy to think about. But lots and lots of things still coming up. As I said, very soon we've got some gymnastics coming up. We've got the PHE Canada National Conference coming up. And then as we wind the year down, we'll be looking more at Passport for Life assessments and some other bits and pieces to round out our school year. So until Monday, my name is Nathan Horn from iphysed.com. This has been the Daily Phys Ed Podcast.